We're opening our Bibles this evening as we come to the concluding part of this old year. We're going to commence a new way, and tonight we're just going to be around the Word of God as the new year comes in. And we're opening the Scriptures in the book of Exodus, chapter 14. 14th chapter of the book of Exodus. And the Lord has written this afresh upon my heart, and I want us to just read from verse number 10. Exodus chapter 14, verse number 10. And let us just see what the Lord would say unto us. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. Children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherever hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye will see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Verse 30. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Heavenly Father, as we would end this old year, and bid it farewell and welcome a new year in thy will, we pray that thou will bless thy word to our hearts just now at this moment. We thank thee, we praise thee, that thou art the God of the impossible. Lord, we think of the words of the hymn writer, Are there any mountains you think are uncrossable? And are there any valleys you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He can do things that no other can do. Lord, we believe that tonight. We leave you to the great God of heaven and earth. And Lord, we just bow before thee and worship thee. For thou alone art God. In Jesus' name. Amen. The story in this passage of God's word is very simple. The children of Israel, they have come to a very important juncture in their lives. They're leaving Egypt. They're heading to the promised land. And what expectation they have and what joy is in their heart, because they're leaving the place of bondage and they're going to the place of liberty. And yet we find that no sooner have they left the land of Egypt than Pharaoh and his hosts wake up to the fact that the children of Israel are now gone. Their slaves, their servants are away. Who's going to do the slavery and the work anymore? And so they follow after the children of Israel to bring them back into bondage. And of course Israel comes to a situation where they come confronted with the Red Sea. On either side there are the mountains. Behind them there is indeed none other than the Egyptian forces. And Pharaoh and his armies are coming. And they're about to come upon them. And so we find confronted by the Red Sea and the mountains and the pursuing Egyptian army, they are in a situation when they're hemmed in. It just seems to be, it's absolutely impossible of nowhere else to turn. I wonder if you ever come in a situation like that in your life, where it just seems to be that every situation that is around you, it's hemming you in. There's nowhere else to turn. There's no place to go. There's a great river there. The great mighty Red Sea is in front of you. The mountains are so high around you. And the army of the opposing forces of hell, they are behind you. And it seems as if that you're facing a time when there's no place to turn. Friend, no place to turn except to God. And let me tell you, that's a blessing. Because let me say this, so often we are so self-sufficient that we think that as long as we have somewhere to go, as long as we have a way out of a situation, really we don't need the Lord. And God brings us to situations in our lives and to moments in our life's history where God, as it were, just brings us to the place where there's nowhere to go but Him. And praise God tonight. God is such a merciful God and such a loving God that He's just waiting for us to call upon. I tell you, boy, if we were to, you know, people were to treat us like that, I tell you, we wouldn't be just so gracious. But isn't God a gracious God? That here we find they're in a situation, and be honestly speaking, they are absolutely hemmed in. It's mission impossible. Mission impossible. Until they cry unto God. Now, of course, the children of Israel, they didn't cry unto God. They cried against God's servant. They blamed him for the situation that they were finding themselves in. But Moses lifted his heart and cried unto God. But God gave Moses a message. Praise God for such a time as that. And there we find in verse 13, Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Notice the peace that God brings, even in the midst of the storm. It says, "Fear thou not." I was reading God's word just a few moments ago, and you're having your tea tonight. You know, God give us a great joy, because God give us the joy of leading two souls to the Lord. And we thank God for a man that we have prayed for years upon years, and God answered prayer and God saved him. His wife had been away from the Lord, and thank God the Lord brought her back to him as well. Together they just called on the Lord, and thank God, what a joy. And you know, I was reading them God's word just before they left the minister's room, and I said, "Listen, here's a promise from God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." He said, "I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, I will uphold thee." And friend, what a joy it is that we can have the peace of God, even in the midst of a storm and in the midst of a most trial situation that these children of Israel were. Here was God's servant standing, falsely accused, as if he were the blame. He was the one that brought them into the situation. And my, he stood accused. And yet God says, "Listen, Moses, you tell them for me. Fear thou not." The word of peace. And then, thank God, notice it's a word of patience. Because it stands still and not only fear not, but it is stand still. A word of patience. In other words, take your stand. Stand firm. Wait on God for deliverance. You know, we couldn't turn one black hair into white. Of course, there's ways of doing that. And you notice I don't try it. But I'll tell you this. Man of himself, you couldn't even add one cubit to your stature. As far as you're concerned, and as far as I'm concerned, we're helpless. There's nothing we can do. As we face a new year, humanly speaking, there are great trials in front of us and great challenges in front of us in our country. Great challenges and trials that are facing us there. And we have got to stand still. In other words, God says, "Listen, wait on me." You know, humanly speaking, the flesh wants to do something. People say to me, "Why don't you do something?" They want you to do something. God says to the children of Israel, "Listen, just wait a minute, stand still. Patient, be patient. Stand still." You know, let me say this. If they had done what the flesh wanted them to do, you know what the flesh would make you do? Run. You see the enemy coming, but of course, big mountain, run where to? Those mighty mountains and around them and the Red Sea in front of them, where are they going to run to? But the flesh would want you to run. And God says, "Listen, don't run." Because if they'd been running, they'd have been confused, they would have been disorganized. Listen, they would have missed the blessing. And God says, "Listen, stand still. Stand still." And friend, that takes patience. Because faith raises the soul above the difficulty and gets our eyes upon the Lord. What did Isaiah say? He said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, he says, I saw the Lord." Do you know who the Lord was? Dead? No. He was high and lifted up. And he was upon the throne. And friend tonight, let me tell you. That's what I want to tell you about as we face this new year. Listen, God knows the future. Because God holds the future. He's the God who's in absolute control. I was saying to Sam tonight and saying to his dear wife, I said, listen, God says, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. You know what God's saying? He says, listen, don't you get worked up. Don't get worked up. He said, listen, because I am thy God. In other words, listen, I'm in control. I'm in control. And friend, I tell you, listen, we're going to have to believe that. We're going to have to trust that. God says, I'm in control. And brethren and sisters, there'll be time when your back's against the wall, and men and women in this service, there'll be, I don't know what this year holds for any one of us. Bodily or personally, individually, family. What trials? Listen, we didn't know that last year would bring such sorrow to families of this congregation. We didn't think that just across the fields there, that young lad with a dear wife and two wee children would give birth to a little child and suddenly she'd be taken from her family, taken from her husband. We didn't know it was going to happen. Friend, let me tell you, if the family circle had known that, they wouldn't have faced it. They couldn't have confronted it. But I tell you this, we don't know what this year is going to hold. It's not somebody else's family. You know, it can be yours. It can be mine. It's not somebody else's person that's going to hear that news from the doctor. Friend, it could be you. It could be me. What do we do then? You know what God says? He says, stand still. Just wait on me. Patience waits on God's order. Patience waits on God. And I want to tell you, you and I think that we are mighty strong. Boy, we have got all the answers. I want to tell you, we don't. But God is. God is the answer. And He holds the very breath of our body in His hands. And as we have started a new year, friend, we just got to leave it in His hands and let the Lord show us the way. Stand still. The peace, the patience. Look at the promise. See the salvation of the Lord. And I said to that dear man that I led to Christ tonight, when I told him that we had been praying for him a long time, and he couldn't believe it. He didn't know that we were thinking of him, concerned about him. And also, when I told him that before the service, as in so many meetings in the past, Brother Herbie has been praying for that brother, that person for a long time, mentioning them individually. Tonight before her service, he was mentioned before the Lord. Sat for years and years under the gospel, but praise God tonight. The Lord changed all that. The Lord saved him. Friend, let me tell you, He could save you too. Maybe you've sat for years. You know the truth. And it's the truth that will set you free, but you haven't let it reach your heart. You know it in the head, but you haven't let it reach the heart. And you know you haven't a heart experience. You have a head knowledge, but I haven't a heart experience. Let me tell you, if it stays in the head, it'll haunt you in hell. You're remembered in a lost eternity. The knowledge that you had, but didn't come. But boy, when you get a hard experience, boy, doesn't that change your life? He whom the sun sets free is free indeed. God says, or Moses, you tell him, just see the salvation of the Lord. And then we see the petition, because verse 15 very quickly says, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? You see, it doesn't record Moses' prayer. But certainly Moses cried. He was in problem. He was in difficulty. I have no doubt whatsoever. The content of his prayer is not given. But God knew he prayed. And it was a sincere cry. You know, it's a sin not to pray. But I'll tell you something else. It's a sin to pray and not to obey. Because you see, there was something that he had to do. You see, the time came to be patient, to have that peace of God, and to stand up in the promises. But look at the progression very quickly as we come to a close. It says, verse 15, "Wherefore Christ thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." It's time to go forward. It's time to march. You see, friend, let me tell you this. The enemy was all around. The mountains were around. The water was in front. Listen. And boy, they could have retreated the wood. God says this is not the time for retreat. This is not the time to run to retreat. This is the time for action. And that's my earnest prayer. That's my earnest prayer with all my heart that this year that we're going into, that you and I will realize that God's calling us to action. That God's calling us to do something. This is a time, friends, humanly speaking, what seems to be mocking them, because this seemed to mock common sense. Go forward. Where to? Where to? Into the water. Into the water. Humanly speaking, it would have been into the water. Because that's what's in front of them. God says, go forward. Yeah. Humanly speaking, it would have been into the water. But listen, but God. God wasn't telling them to go into the water. God wasn't sending them into the water. He was sending them to dry land. Well, where did the dry land come? God. God. This is all of God, friend. And God says, go forward. You see, when God commands, God is bound to open the way. Because God's not going to mock you. And when God gives us a command to go forward, friend, I tell you this, God's not going to mock us. Because God will provide the way. And God desires us to make progress. And so they did. The Bible tells us that God says in verse number 16, "Lift up thy rod, stretch out thine hand over the sea, divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Now let me tell you, take away the miracleness. Try you to explain it away, friend. Let me tell you, take away the miracle. And you're only mocking God. This is a miracle. Because the Bible tells us that 2 million Israelites and their cattle and their beasts, they went across the bed of a sea without difficulty. They didn't walk in the quagmire. No, no. They walked on solid ground. Why? Because God says, listen, you're going to walk on dry ground. You see, had it been wet ground, they'd have walked into muck. But God said, listen, I'm going to dry the ground for you. See, God provides the way. God is the way. It's a miracle. Let me tell you, we can see miracles. What we witnessed tonight in God's house was a miracle. The miracle of God's saving grace. Of a man who was lost in a sin, but glory to God, amazing grace, said John Newton. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but praise God, now I see. And I'll tell you something else. God didn't say, get as quick as you can get your feet and get them going and run as quick across that ground as quick as you can. God says, listen, walk. Let me tell you, the enemy was behind them, but they weren't now taken up with the enemy. They were taken up with God. And That's what you and I need to realize. We have a great God tonight. He that believeth shall not make haste. We don't have to run from the enemy, friend. God is upon the throne. Here and finished with a punishment. Because you go on down the chapter, and you'll find in verse 23, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all for his horses, his chariots, his horsemen. And came to pass in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels, so that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, and upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand. See, all he had to do was obey God for him. There was no power in the rod. There was power in God. But he had to obey. To witness the power of God, he had to obey. Listen, for you to witness the power of God this year, you've got to obey God. You've got to obey him. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And it says in Moses, verse 27, stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came unto the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were as a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. Thus the Lord saved Israel. You know the punishment of God, friend, was fatal, for it covered them. There's no way out when God steps in. It was not only fatal, it was final. You know, in Egyptian bondage, one of Pharaoh's decree was that all the male children of Israel, you remember? What had Pharaoh decreed? All the male children of Israel would be drowned. Isn't that what Pharaoh decreed? He'd kill all the male children that would be drowned to destroy the children of Israel. Isn't that interesting? The very thing that Pharaoh decreed, God says, "You'll not touch my children," but he says, "I'm going to destroy yours." It was fitting. And friend, let me tell you, do you know what that reminds me? They reaped the harvest. They reaped the harvest. Please remember this: whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But it was fearful. Oh yes, the children of Israel, thank God they were spared and saved. Fear came upon the children of Israel because they realized this deliverance is of God. But fear would come upon the land of Egypt because God had destroyed them. What the Bible says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God. And so, here we are tonight. What does God say to us? He says this simply. He says, "Listen, brethren. Listen, sisters. Listen, my children. You're facing a new year. You don't know what lies before you. Listen. Fear not. Just stand still. You know my peace. You know patience. And stand on my promise. See the salvation of the Lord." And then God says, "Go forward. Take the ground." And that's why on our new calendar, if you haven't got one for your family, each one of you take one. That's the text. Stand still. Go forward. Because let me tell you, as you're waiting on God, then you're preparing
to go forward. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles, they'll run and not be weary, they'll walk, and they'll not faint. So therefore it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ who lives in me. So rejoice. We have a great God tonight. We serve a mighty Savior. And you know where he is? He's on his throne. And thank God he'll work everything out according to his perfect, sovereign will. And tonight we adore him. We worship him. And we say, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Lord Jesus, we love you tonight. We thank you for what you've done for us, what you've given to us, and to thy name alone be the glory. Lord, I pray if there's someone in this gathering tonight and they're not saved, Lord, I pray that ere this service draws to a close, may they call upon me. Close families in me yourself tonight. Lord, as they start this new year, we pray, Lord, that they might just leave their lives completely and their soul in your hands, resting on the sacrifice of the cross. Finished. For us at Calvary. In Jesus' name. Amen.